calendar. Rock 107, WIRX. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Oh, appreciate you hanging out. It's 7:10, high of 54 today, low of 35 tonight. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, but windy. I don't know why I did that. And I drooled on myself in the process trying to make wind. I'm an idiot, and I'm going to move on now.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, it seems like those Peeps Oreos, I don't know if you've seen those yet, they're vanilla with pink marshmallow filling, are having some colorful side effects. They brought them out, rolled them out for the Easter festivities. And there's reports from people who've tried them, and they say that they're turning their mouths and saliva bright pink. But an even funnier side effect is that some people are saying that it's turning their poop pink. It's like those old push pops. Remember the old push pops that change your poop to like blue or orange? It's just a food coloring. But if you want to get in the Easter spirit, go all the way to making your poop pink. There you go. It's the best. If I had a kid, I wouldn't tell him. I just give him to him, then watch him freak out. Like, oh, Dad, I think something's wrong. I think something's wrong. Big, oh, son, you're a unicorn. That's amazing. Saturday Night Live member Pete Davidson woke up this morning completely sober. That hasn't happened to Pete for about a decade, which is crazy because the kid's only 23 years old. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Pete posted a status update on Instagram. He had been absent from Saturday Night Live for weeks. He last appeared opposite Kristen Stewart in early February for a pre-taped skit. He looked exhausted and bloated. That was about a month ago, and that's just enough time to enter rehab and graduate 28 days later. Pete said on Instagram, quote, I know I've been kind of missing on social media and on the show. I quit drugs and am happy and sober for the first time in 8 years. Well, good on you, Pete, man. Good luck. It's not an easy path to take, especially we've seen so many SNL members go down that road. And we wish you the best, man. Good luck. Good luck. In 23, that's young. You got a long road of sobriety ahead of you, but hey, good luck, buddy. And lastly, this is a little different. A woman in the UK has put her used breast implants for sale on eBay. This is not a joke. The woman named Kat is selling her old implants, which she says are in, quote, excellent condition and have been sterilized for $250. And in case you were wondering, she had them in for 11 months. Is this weird if I buy these? I feel like it's weird if I buy these. I'm not sure. I want to feel out the situation. Have them downstairs in a display case. Oh, yes, and these are breast implants I bought on eBay. Why? Why would you sell these things? Do they not? Can you not trade them in? Is there not like a used car deal? Like, oh, trade in your old implants for a new pair of implants. Push, pull, or drag. Push, pull, or drag your implants in. Boy, if you're dragging your implants in, it's definitely time for new ones. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?